could be very boring.
2.
I think an aging society means that in many countries, people who are over 65 are making up a greater percentage of society.
Could you explain that again?
Well, in many countries, people are living longer and having fewer children. I read somewhere that in 20 years, 30% of the population in many countries will be over 65.
Wow. That will have a big impact on society. There will be a huge demand for healthcare, housing for the elderly, hospitals, and so on.
That's right. And most of those things will have to be paid for by younger people. So taxes will probably go up.
Yeah, but on the other hand, because of improvements in health, old people will be healthier than they are now. That means many of them will want to work longer. Maybe they won't retire until they're 70 or even older, so they will have saved more money to pay for their needs after they stop working.
Unit 11. Trends. Lesson 2. Get ready for the future. 2. Listen and understand. 1.
To me, the term virtual office means a business that has no physical location. Its workers are all connected by computer, sometimes by TV, and of course by the internet. They probably all work from home, but are in communication with each other all the time.
Could you go over that once more?
Yeah, sure. It's similar in ways to a real office. But in a virtual office, there's usually a kind of website that takes the place of a physical office. Workers can go there when they need things, take out what they want, put their finished work there, and so on.
I get it now. I guess it's a cheaper way of running an office. There would be lots of advantages.
Yeah, but on the other hand, you'd never get to spend time with real people.